Be amazing if I could come together with you and Aridawa, for example, and I could simply ask Aridawa about his beliefs, and he could ask me about mine. We could talk to each other. You could tell us what you think. You can share your beliefs. We don't need to fight. All that we need is to sit together and have an honest exchange of opinions and ideas, beliefs, and feelings. People would love to see that happen. You can then observe what Aridawa really believes in.
I can see through you. I see through your eyes. I can, you're the shaitan speaking, but you know what? We're gonna let you talk. Let's see what else you got.
Wrong path, buddy, and I really, really, really feel like you could be going the right path if you just stop being a little weenie, man.
Thank you. You are a little weenie, bruv. You're a phony. You're a phony. Yes, bruv, you're a phony.
This journey, this road that I travel on, it all seems crazy over the years. I picked up thousands of tag-alongs, inspired by my story from a juvenile. When my clothes had holes in them and my afro was picky. To them 90s, Moschino and Versace. No laces in Arachis, new millennium.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Hope you guys are well, inshallah. So, okay, Adam, relax. Okay, so brothers and sisters, I'm going to be reacting to a video that Adam is reacting to, yeah? Now, brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, recently, you know, we spoke to brother Adam, alhamdulillah, we had some really positive changes, alhamdulillah, we spoke to him, we learned from each other, alhamdulillah, we've changed, he's changed, alhamdulillah. So, brothers and sisters, excuse me, no corona, yeah? Don't worry. Corona, go corona. Anyways, yeah. So, brothers and sisters, now, when a group of the Muslimin, the Muslims, yeah? Not Mu'mins, inshallah, we're Mu'mins, sorry. If the Muslims come together, surely the enemies of Allah are going to be uncomfortable. They're going to lose some sleep, maybe lose some weight, maybe lose some brain cells. Why? Because they are suffering. And this was made very evident when Adam Saleh actually spotted this. He said, hold on a second, these ex-Muslims are getting happy and they're trying to cause tension between me and brother Ali. Yeah? So alhamdulillah, that was so refreshing to hear that because he saw right through them. Now what's happening is though, I'm observing this ex-Muslim community, most of them are fake, by the way. Yeah? Most of them were never a Muslim in the first place. Yeah? They left something they never belonged to. And subhanAllah, I'm seeing these guys, they have an unrest. This very guy Adam Saleh is reacting to, it's as if he woke up in the middle of the night, disturbed, you know, and he had to do a video. And let's see what that video is. And let's see how Adam Saleh responds, because he's trying to give a shock effect to Adam Saleh. Like there's certain things that me and Muhammad Hijab and Brother Imran, we believe that Adam Saleh doesn't know. If he knows, he'll be like, no. Let's listen to this guy. His name is Apus. Short for, you know, don't be a... Let's watch it.
...giving me a message.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. This is the Apostate Prophet. I hope you're having a great day. I just want to put a quick message out there today. I want to send out a message to Adam Saleh, a YouTube vlogger and entertainer who is very popular among younger cultural Muslims. He recently had a beef with Aridawa, a YouTube vlogger and comedian. Sorry, Muslim apologist, was also...
Already from there, like, he sounds like a hater of people who give da'wah of Islam. Like, already, I can see it. I can through you. I see through your eyes. I can... Oh, man, you're the shaitan speaking, but you know what? We're going to let you talk.
I can't disagree with that, yeah? Adam sees right through you, boy. 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 I'm sorry. After, we love hijab. May Allah bless him. Adam sees right through you. You punk. Let's carry on.
What else you got to say? Come on.
Very popular among younger religious Muslims who somehow managed to take him seriously. I don't really care about their beef. I have no idea what it is about. But after making peace with Aridawa, Adam Saleh published a video in which he featured one of my tweets and talked about ex-Muslims, including introverted smiles. He expressed how he would like to talk to ex-Muslims and exchange thoughts with them. His idea is that ex-Muslims try to cause unrest and separation between Muslims and that they try to damage Islam. He's not entirely wrong about the latter, I have to admit. Yeah. Sorry. I think Adam Saleh himself is not a bad person. It looks like he has a good heart. I don't think he wants to harm anybody. Although he does depict the ex-Muslim as the devil with horns. But I would say that is expected. It's fairly normal. It's actually even...
Exactly. Do you see Adam saying, oh, no, I'm so sorry. No. And Adam saying, yes, you are shaitan. You know why? Because you want problems between us two. And because now you've seen the unity upon the Quran and the Sunnah, yes, you've seen that the brothers have come together against enemies like you. Yeah, intellectually, yeah? Okay, that's why you're bothered, you're hurt. You're hurt so much that look at you, your eyes are popping. You woke up flipping free in the morning. SubhanAllah. You're disturbed by that. You're disturbed by La ilaha illallah. Get disturbed. Die in your rage.
innocent. Because as a Muslim, you learn that you cannot trust the world. You cannot trust others. The disbelievers are there to deceive you and to harm you. And it is you, the Muslims, against everybody else. So what would you then expect to think about people who left your religion and who talk about it and against it? But here is my message to Adam Saleh. Adam, I believe that you are genuinely a good person. And I'm not saying this to trick you or to deceive you. That's nonsense. I'm just a normal human. I'm a person just like you. The only difference that we are having here is that I no longer believe in a religion that you want to hold on to, despite the fact that you are maybe not the best Muslim out there, which is quite understandable, by the way. When I was a Muslim, I kind of judged people like you for not following their creator properly.
If my mom was here, she would seriously be like, Lakatokal again.
But I realized that that is simply a very unrealistic expectation, because most people will never follow their creator properly, and especially not in the way that Islam demands them to. The problem, Adam, is that...
Listen carefully what he says there, yeah? He says most people cannot follow their religion perfectly because, you know, it's hard, basically, yeah? Brothers and sisters, the comparison between Adam and this guy, yeah? Okay, he's claiming that he was before like Adam, apparently, yeah? Okay. There is a mountain of difference between you and Adam. Because you're a little weakling. Let me tell you why. Don't call this ad hominem. Listen carefully, guys. This is so profound. So profound. Yeah? Brothers and sisters, this little boy, this little kid, yeah? I'm going to say something and I'm going to tell you why. He is a weak ones, little ones, untrained ones, college students, boy. Let me tell you why. Brothers and sisters, why is he a boy? Because he left Islam, apparently, I don't believe that, yeah? Let's suppose argument's sake, yeah? He left Islam, why? Because of things that he couldn't do. And his friend, and most of them, if you talk to them, oh, Ramadan was too hard, drinking alcohol, okay, staying away from girls, or doing this, or doing that, is so hard. And you left Islam. Now, we all fall for short in sins. But Brother Adam is, well, look, Brother Adam has made mistakes as well. Alhamdulillah, he's publicly repented, yeah? And he's, alhamdulillah, may Allah accept it from him, yeah? The difference between you, you little punk, you little puss, you little boy, and between you and Adam is what? Adam never abandoned his religion because of his shortcomings. That is a believer. His wrongdoings disturbed him. So much so that he looked for solutions. He didn't like it. And a sign of repentance is that one has regret. Regrets. Tries to stop it and tries not to go back to it. However, you little weakling, little boy, what did you do? Apparently, and your friends or whoever, oh, I left this damn because it was too hard. That's why there is a mountain of difference between you and Adam. Adam is not someone who just turns his back to his religion. He understands, he tries to better himself because Allah is the most merciful. What did you do? You turned your back against your religion, which I don't believe you ever was a Muslim in the first place anyways. But your friends and most ex-Muslims, what did they do? Oh, that doesn't make sense to me. Oh, that didn't make sense to me. Oh, that was hard. Oh, this was this. Desires, subhanAllah, got the better of you. You're a weakling. Don't project your weak little boy on Adam. Don't project yourself on Adam because you're a little weak little boy. And now you're saying, Adam, yeah, we know it's hard for you. You know, God's telling you not to do things anymore. But the difference between you and him are mountains. Because he's somebody who acknowledges sins and repents and carries on striving and never giving up in the mercy of his Lord. And you, little boy, are going to be, if you don't repent, amongst those on the day of judgment, standing, regretting. And you know, on the day of judgment, there are going to be a group of people, the smiling sinners. Who were they? They were people who sinned but repented and Allah admitted them to Jannah. Not like you. We ask Allah to guide you anyways. Let's carry on.
I don't think you are aware of what Islam really teaches. And you are not aware of what the people that you made peace with and came together and had fun with actually believe in.
Ya Allah, please guide this ex-Muslim. Please guide him to the right path because he's lost. I'm afraid. Like he actually seems like a genuine guy, but honestly, I feel like that he's just really, really lost. Just like how I just lost brain cells right now.
You would not want to believe that certain people should be massacred, executed for making simple life choices or for their beliefs. Whereas Ali Dawah, Muhammad Hijab, and Dawah do believe in such things.
Oh my God, look, they're such bad people. Look, Muhammad Hijab, Ali Dawah, and Dawah, man, they do believe in such. Every Muslim is the same thing, brother. You're the one that's making it seem like it's crazy. Like, obviously, in the olden day, it's much, much different than what it is now. So just have that as a...
Bro, you just got slapped in your face. You know what Adam did? You came to Adam with a shock effect. Do you know your religion and Ali Dawah and Muhammad Hijab and Imran, they believe that... You should have capital punishment to apostates. And you just want Adam to be like, no, really? Bro, Adam is taking the mick out of you. This is a part of our religion. There's a reason to it. Yeah? There's a reason why there's a capital punishment. Because people like you, little weaklings, who leave their religion and cause corruption in the land by spreading it, the capital punishment in Islamic law would be applied to you. We have no doubt. And we're proud of that. Yeah? Not individuals going and doing it themselves like idiots. Yeah? No. Under an emir, it is done. Yes. And we, you know what? We'll be watching. We'll be watching. Because if you're going to cause corruption in the land, that's going to cause more damage to the society as a whole. Because the Sharia didn't come to protect an individual's right. Hey, can I drink alcohol? Yeah, sure. Drink alcohol, run someone over, kill them, set the, all this kind of chaos. No, Islam says the right of the community is greater than you individual wanting your right to freedom, which is BS. Absolutely BS, yeah? Don't get me started. So it just backfired on you. Let's see what happens now.
Open mind. This is not an allegation that I make. This is something that each one of them has confirmed in one way or another before. I'm not sure if Dawah Man has ever said that publicly, but I am very sure that if you ask him, and if he's not shy from expressing his beliefs publicly, then he will confirm this. And if you don't want to ask him, I would ask him. It is simply a fact that I am stating, because it looks like this is something that should normally bother you, and many people who watch your...
Adam, I don't blame you. If I was ever to listen to this guy, I'll be listening to it when I'm in the toilet. Yani, in the toilet, yeah? Like, if I got a bad stomach, yeah, that's when I'll be listening. So I'm happy that you're having something to, you know, give yourself some nutrition, because I would not waste my time with this guy. Yeah, he got rinsed. He got destroyed by Daniel Hakikachu. He had a debate. He got destroyed. Brother Farid exposed him so badly. This guy has no idea about Islam.
But that you have simply not properly thought through, because these voices and concerns haven't reached you. And to be honest, religion is quite boring. I would love to.
The religion is quite boring. What is this, a game? What is it supposed to be like? Which one is more fun? Okay, that's more fun. You believe in eight gods, because if you make a mistake here, you can go to the other god. And if no...
Wallahi, Adam destroyed you, bruv. Adam absolutely rinsed you out. You was trying to come with the shock effect. Adam was like, he saw right through you, bruv. He was like, oh, so religion is supposed to be fun. And this is why you're a weakling. This is why people like you are weaklings who leave Islam. Why? Because, oh, I don't like that. Oh, that's so hard. Bruv, if you believe in something to be the truth, you will follow it. Not, bruv, I can't follow this religion, man. Why? You know, fasting, it's too hard. Bruv, I know some little kids that do it. Just because you're a weakling little puss boy, yeah, little weak one, don't project yourself on everyone else. Adam's so right for you, bruv.
I'm just losing brain cells, man. Today's not a good day. I'm losing too many brain cells.
Since you said you would like to talk to ex-Muslims, I would love to accept your invitation. I would love to have a conversation with you, or you could join me and have a conversation with me. You may not consider yourself the best person to talk about religious matters, which is also completely okay, by the way. But you know what I think? And I would even travel and visit you for that. I think it would be amazing if I could come together with you and Ali Dawah, for example, and I could simply ask Ali Dawah about his beliefs, and he could ask me about mine. We could talk to each other. You could tell us what you think. You can share your beliefs. We don't need to fight. All that we need is to sit together and have an honest exchange of opinions and ideas, beliefs and feelings. People would love to see that happen. You can then observe what Ali Dawah really believes in, what he himself says, and decide whether you like that or not. And I assure you, there will be a lot of surprises for you in that. And also in everything that I believe in. I mean, if you're talking about learning about Islam and coming closer to Islam...
I can't be learning from you when you just said, and the religion is kind of boring.
Well, Adam sees right through you. Adam is destroying you. Adam is rinsing you out, bruv. The guy is rinsing. I'm so sorry. The guy just rinsed your arguments. You was looking for a shock effect. The guy is laughing. He's having cornflakes. He's having, what is it, yogurt, bruv. He's having yogurt. Mama's having yogurt. Yeah? Bruv, you're getting so rinsed out. It's not working. But we're going to come to that challenge you just said.
My bad. It's early in the morning, man. Seriously, I'll just do my cereal. You're my breakfast. I'll just get a video.
Aren't we both doing basically the same thing on opposite sides? Add to that the fact that he has the obligation to propagate Islam to you and to others, whereas I don't have any obligation at all to tell people to stay away from Islam. But I definitely have the will. I would be positively surprised and very happy if Ali Dawah accepted such an offer and would want this conversation to happen. Your own audience and so many other people around the world would want to see this conversation. People would watch it with excitement. It is something that hasn't happened before. And even if people only watch it because they want Islam to win and they want me, an ex-Muslim, an opponent of Islam, to be disproven and destroyed.
Islam always wins at the end of the day. And no, no one wants you to be destroyed. You seem like you're already destroyed since you're away from Islam. Like you're in...
Well, like that's true. That's true. You're already destroyed. By the way, Adam, if you don't know, this is somebody who has some kind of, like, problems that he was at a traffic light once. Yes, yes, he himself testified to this. And because the light wasn't going green, he said he was nearly going to run over an innocent woman or something like that. He wanted to run over innocent people. His friend David Wood smashed his dad's head in, his own father's head in. And by the way, this is the very same guy I asked him if he would commit incest, have intercourse with his own son or daughter. Yeah? And his only argument was, he accepted it, his only argument was, oh, but it'll cause harm. I said, no, if there's no harm, if you use contraceptive, etc., would you do it? This filthy, dirty boy that would have a whole intercourse with his son and his daughter is going to come and tell us about Islam. But you get rinsed. But let's carry on. We're nearly done. The challenge is coming, boy.
Wrong path, buddy. And I really, really, really feel like you could be going the right path if you just stop being a little weenie, man.
Thank you. You are a little weenie, bruv. You're a phony. You're a phony. Yes, bruv, you're a phony. I'm going to speak your language, yeah? You are a phony, cuz. You know why you're a phony? A puss. You know why? Because you're a weakling. Even Adam, sorry, is that kind of little flipping? In Jahili, there was a word we used, yeah? Look at him, bruv. Look at the weenie, bruv. What the hell is this? What's this guy crying? I left you. What the hell is this? What the hell is this? Even Adam sees through you.
The religion's kind of boring. Like, the fact that you were Muslim before, now you're saying that, like, what were you looking for? Like, I'm looking for some spice in my life. It's subhanAllah, man. It scares me. And I accept you to be on socially profiled with Adam Saleh and Slim al-Bah. And I will ask Ali Dawah and Muhammad Hijab if they are down to also be in this podcast episode. And we are down to talk to you and to give you some dawah, because a lot of people were messaging me, telling me that this guy, whatever his name is, something prophet, I don't know why the heck he's calling himself a prophet. Like, you just lost it, bro. You've gone some different type of path, man. I don't know where you've gone at, but you're really, really far. But it's okay. I'll be there. Slim will be there. Muhammad Hijab will be there. Ali Dawah will be there. And you will be there. If Ali Dawah and Muhammad Hijab agree, we will like you in, not this Tuesday, but the next Tuesday after that, because we're definitely always ready. Ali Dawah is always in London at the speaker's corner, shutting people up like you. Muhammad Hijab is always in debates, exposing people like you. I'm excited to see how it goes. And I hope you guys are too. Do me, gang.
Guys, here's the challenge. He said he would travel anywhere. Yeah? The boy. Little boy. Well, they say he'll travel anywhere. Okay, no problem. I will pay for your ticket. Me. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to pay your ticket. No problem. Come to London. London. Speaker's corner. Face to face like a man. Not behind a computer. I want to look at you in the eyes. Yeah? I'm not going to get Muhammad Hijab to come because you said that you might crap your pants. Yeah? You might defecate. Yeah? You said it yourself. Yeah? I'm going to make sure he's not there because I don't want you to have a heart attack and then you start, you know, going in the mad one and then say, oh, Islam, Sharia did this to me. Yeah? We will pay for your ticket. You come to Speaker's Corner. Yeah? Like a man. Come. Yeah? Come and we're going to debate you there. Come. Yeah? The only reason you're doing this is because, and why we will not agree to do it on the podcast, is because we know you're an attention seeker. We know you got destroyed by Daniel Hakikachu. Muhammad Hijab even asked you for an informal debate, discussion, yeah? You have no credentials. You're no one. You got destroyed by Fareed left, right, center. So we know you're only doing this to get attention. And we're not going to let that. Nope. If you want it, you're going to come. We will pay for your ticket. You come to London. You come to London and we will have a debate. Is Islam the truth? Yeah? Is Islam the truth? If you disprove, we'll join you. No problem, we'll join you. That's what's going to happen, inshallah, brothers and sisters. And till next time, assalamu alaikum. Weak ones, little ones, like yourself. Apus.